Called Robot by Peter Brown about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was on a ship that got caught in a hurricane and I washed up on the beach. And when I came out of the crate, all the animals were terrified. But all that changed when three bigger robots came to take me back to the city and the animals defended me. Now I am in bits and pieces going in the city to get repaired and get new parts. If you would like to read Peter Brown's book about me, there are some important words you'll need to know. Canopy. Trees line both sides of the garden making a thick canopy. Slab, a thick plate or slice. Horizon, a line where the earth seems to meet the sky. Here's a sneak peek preview of an exciting part of the Wild Robot Chapter 1, the ocean. Our story begins on the ocean with wind and rain and thunder and lightning and waves. A hurricane roared and raged through the night. And in the middle of the chaos, a cargo ship was sinking down, down, down to the ocean floor. The ship left hundreds of crates floating on the surface. But as the hurricane thrashed and swirled and knocked around, the crates also began sinking into the depths. One after another, they were swallowed up by the waves until only five crates remained. By the morning, the hurricane was gone. There were no clouds, no ships, no land in sight. There was only calm water, clear skies, and those five lazily bobbing crates along an ocean current. Days passed, and the smudge of green appeared, and soft green shapes slowly sharpened into hard edges of a wild, rocky island. I chose this part because, bam, you're already into a wild, crazy disaster.